Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful moment, another beautiful time in the presence of Jehovah God. We bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see the 24th day of the month of November, year 2021. God has been so merciful. God has been so great. God has been so wonderful, keeping us and strengthening us, empowering us and renewing our strength on a daily basis. You standing on your feet today, you sitting down today, you walking around today, you breathing in and breathing out, is only by the grace and by the mercy of God upon you and your family. And wherever you are, just begin to appreciate him, begin to lift him up and bless his name. Lift up your voice and bless him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Oh, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship his holy name. Sing that song one more time. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Bless his holy name. Oh, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship his holy name. La rose pagoria, ego samboria magaragaraga sente de rosupiaka, embakonde leko rako dezekete promosaheta. Yes, I speak into the life of those who are hearing me today. Every arrow of the wicked in your system, arrow of the wicked in your family, arrow of the wicked in your business, arrow of the wicked in your finances, I command that arrow to jump out now and locate back those who send them. Locate back your sender in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Every wickedness of the wicked targeted against your destiny, targeted against your health, I command it to expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil hand erected or raised against you shall go down and wither in the name of Jesus Christ. Congregation of darkness that vow you will come down, they shall come down in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says some 40 men or above, they form a bound, or they made a vow that they are not going to eat and they are not going to drink until they have killed Paul. All those who have vowed, all those who are going on fasting to make sure you go down, all those who have vowed, all those who are going on satanic fasting to make sure that your destiny is wasted, all those who have vowed, all those who have entered into fasting to make sure your destiny is cut short, all those who have vowed, all those who have gone into fasting, into satanic fasting and satanic prayer, to make sure that you are not living, hear me and hear me very well, all of them, one by one, shall be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. For what they plan against you shall go back to their head. What they plan against you shall go back to their head in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he has dug a gift. He has dug a pit, and it shall fall therein. The Bible says, he that devours you shall be devoured. He that spoils you shall be spoiled. The Bible says, he that curses you shall be cursed. And he that blesses you shall be blessed. I command the mischief that they have devoured, that they have planned against you, to go back upon their head in the name of Jesus. Laro pakotase, imiamu kambroko sete kaya. In this high voltage prophetic prayers and deliverance program, I speak power into your life, and I command every assignment of the wicked targeted against your destiny, every assignment of the wicked targeted against your life and your family, it shall be roasted in the name of Jesus. I want you to get ready to pray. If you are joining us for the first time, you are fully welcome. This is I Vote Prophetic and Deliverance Program, and this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. you are welcome, and you must get ready to pray. In this program, you must wear the garment of a warrior. In this program, you must be trained as a combatant. In this program, you must pray. This is the hour of bombarding prayers, hour of fire for fire prayers, hour of fire prayers, hour that you must know how to pray volcanic, primitive, and prayers that go straight to the target. I want you to erect your prayer altar and pray some gorilla prayer right now. There are seven prayers you are going to pray. Get yourself ready. I hope you are ready. Open your mouth and say, strong man, assigned to bring me down, I bury you alive in the name of Jesus. Strong man, assigned to bring me down, I bury you alive in the name of Jesus. You strong man, assigned to bring me down, I bury you alive in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every satanic sacrifice carried at the middle of the night against my well-being, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic sacrifice carried at the middle of the night against my well-being. I want you to personalize prayer. Every satanic sacrifice carried at the middle of the night against my well-being, I command you to backfire. I say backfire in Jesus' name. We pray. As I'm praying that prayer, I'm personalizing it. You must personalize your own. I decree right now that those who have gone to take satanic sacrifice against you, they shall carry their evil in the name of Jesus Christ. You shout this prayer loud and clear. I hope you are ready. Say, every covenant with death in my foundation, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with death in my foundation, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with death in my foundation, break by fire in Jesus' name. The Bible said in Isaiah 20 verse 18 that the covenant with death shall be disannulled. I want you to pray, every covenant with death in my foundation, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with death in my foundation, break, break, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, powers forcing me to eat in the dream, powers forcing me to eat in the dream, you are a liar. Eat your food there in the name of Jesus. Powers forcing me to eat in the dream, you are a liar. Eat your food there in the name of Jesus. Power forcing me to eat in the dream, you are a liar. Eat your food there in the name of Jesus. Power forcing me to eat in the dream, you are a liar. Eat your food there in the name of Jesus. Power forcing me to eat in the dream, you are a liar. Eat your food there in the name of Jesus. Power forcing me to eat in the dream, you are a liar. Eat your food there in the name of Jesus. Power forcing me to eat in the dream, you are a liar. Eat your food there in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Lago se paro se teleboria makadara ranta sataka. Say this prayer loud and clear. Say, powers using the hours of the night to plant oppression into my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the night to plant oppression into my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers using the hour of the night to plant oppression into my life, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Locos carabo sin epiaros eterebo aria masandari alikendo reposon duaribo maposon turiakaram. Power that is using the hour of the night to plant sickness into your body, to plant oppression into your body, I command that power to die in the name of Jesus Christ. It is said, get a bottle of oil near you. If you have a bottle of oil, just hold it in your hand. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are the Almighty and you are God and never fail. The Bible says in the beginning, the Spirit of the Lord blew upon the waters. I pray right now that the water in your hand and the oil shall be anointed by the power of God, and they shall become an instrument of yoke breaking power. They shall become an instrument that break the yoke. They shall carry the power that breaks satanic yoke, and every yoke in your life shall be broken. They shall become tools of healing, tools of deliverance, and they shall move with power and dynamics right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The oil shall be anointed, the water shall be anointed, and the blood of Jesus shall flow therein. In Jesus' name we pray. Get ready, get ready. Just a few days ago, I've been talking about praying against destructive dreams, and I was able to give you the list of destructive dreams, about 40 thereabout. And I said, when you have these kind of dreams, you have to deal with them very well. One thing that I want you to know in the spiritual warfare, when you are fighting spiritual warfare, there are 7 points you must know, 7 good points you must know. Number one, I want you to know that. Number one thing that you must know is that God that you are praying using his name, God that you believe, God that you trust, the Almighty God. He is the Almighty. Let me come back. I want you to know these seven things when we are doing some spiritual warfare. God, our Heavenly Father, is the Almighty. So you should not be afraid. There's no point, because God is by on your side. God is on my side. That is number one point. God is on your side. That's number one. Number two, fear must die. You must not entertain fear. Even when you see something that is about to trigger your fear, you must not entertain fear. So fear must die. Can you repeat after me? Say, fear must die. Very important. Number three, trust in the Lord with all your understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your understanding. That is very important. You must know that. Trust in the Lord with all your understanding. Number four, understand that our weapons are not physical. Understand that our weapons are not physical weapons. Understand that. Number five, understand that we are not fighting against human beings. We are not fighting against human beings. We are fighting against principalities and power, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. We are fighting against principalities and power. Principalities and powers, rulers of darkness in high places. We are fighting against them. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 12. We are fighting against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness in high places. Those are the powers we are fighting. We are fighting against that kind of power. So you must understand that one, that this is what we are fighting. And number six, you must have what we call aggressive faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And number seven, you must inculcate the habit of aggressive praises. Learn to praise God. Learn to appreciate him. Learn to worship the Lord. Aha, let me give us additional points. Number eight, you must strive and you must pray to live in holiness. Holiness is very important. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You can't be doing this kind of prayers and you are doing it in iniquity. You can't be doing this kind of prayer we are doing and your hand is in dirty thing. You can't be doing this kind of prayer we are doing and you are still playing with sin. No, it will not work. You can't be doing that. So you must know that a life of holiness is a life that God appreciates, and holiness makes prayers to work faster. So you must know all this one in the realm of the spiritual warfare. So immediately all these things are gotten clear, then you have victory. Then when you have this one, and you have any negative dream, listen to me, negative dream can come, you know, it's just like a bird that is flying over the roof. You know, our hope is that bird must not land on our own roof. So there may be different kind of dreams that you have. When you have any negative dream, occasionally you rise up on your feet and terminate the existence of that dream. Command that dream not to see the light of the day, like I told you. Set fire upon all the participants in that dream and cancel that dream and pray that the Almighty God should send the arrow of that dream back to the sender. Or you are free, then you bless yourself. These are things you must know. I pray that God will help you. God will lift us up, and the Lord will always be a glory over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil in your hand. Say, with this oil in my hand, I receive victory. With this oil in my hands, I receive greater testimony. As I apply this oil upon my body, every ailment in my body, sickness in my body, infirmity in my body, program darkness over me shall disappear, and I will never see them again. As I apply this oil on my body, yoke shall be broken, inherited curses shall be broken, inherited covenant shall be broken, satanic injunction shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Anoint your head and say, satanic injunction against my existence, in the name of Jesus. Satanic injunction against my existence, in the name of Jesus. Satanic injunction against my existence, in Jesus' name. Drink a little. As you are drinking it, anything in your system that is working contrary to your well-being, anything in your system that is making you sick, anything in your system that is making you off and on, today hospital, tomorrow you are back home, I command suction to be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew 15 verse 13 that every tree that my Father has not planted shall be uprooted. Therefore, I command whatever God has not planted inside of you to be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Anoint your chest. Lay hands upon your chest. Say, I receive healing from sickness and infirmity. My body be renewed in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh fire enter into my body in Jesus' name. Pray now. I want you to slap this chair 3 times. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Say, any evil hiding in my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Any evil hiding in my body, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach right now. As you are anointing that stomach, I see the power of God working upon you. Ulcer is getting out of that place. Yes. Look at the inflammation right upon that liver. Getting out, and it's been diffusing out. Look at it. Look at it now. Rakosi promusanda yakada. Igakadaga. Indiakadagadaga. Look at that fibroid coming out. Out of that place. Yes. Taria musa kataka. Lay your hands and say, Holy Ghost fire, penetrate into my body in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, penetrate into my body in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, penetrate into my body, penetrate into my body, penetrate into my body in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Anoint your 2 hands and say, my hands receive the anointing of prosperity, receive the anointing of financial overflow in the name of Jesus. Anoint your 2 legs and say, my legs, you shall not be cut off. My legs receive power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Raise up your prayer request. Father, I pray on all these prayer requests, let it be answered by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want to pray for 3 people here. If you are waiting or expecting to receive a document from the government, you are waiting to have your resident permit, or you are waiting to receive 1 or 2 documents that can give you celebration and testimony, I just want you now to put your hand on your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, all these people that are expecting document, expecting breakthrough, expecting 1 or 2 documents from the government, I speak into your life in the name of Jesus. Right now, from now to the next 21 days, the wind of power shall move into the quarters where expecting them, and that document shall be released into your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for people who are looking for the fruit of the womb. Just lay your hand upon your womb. Heavenly Father, I pray for all these people. The Bible says the angel of the Lord came and visited Mary and said, hey, you are highly favored. I pray that all of you right now, you shall receive favor of the Lord, and the power of God shall come upon you, and you receive the anointing to conceive, and you give birth to twins in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I want to pray for the third set of people. You have been here and you have been praying seriously. You have tried whatever you can do, and things have not worked concerning the area of marriage. I want to pray for you. Right now I stand and I speak as a prophet of God with the oil of a prophet on my head. And I pray that every yoke of marital delay be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that tied down your marital glory shall be buried alive. And I pray that right away now your marital glory shall appear. There's going to be testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Do you have a property you want to sell? And it's like there have been embargo on that property? All right, I'm going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we pray that all property to be sold that has embargo on them, right now I declare you right now in the name of Jesus. I declare you right now, receive the power of God upon you, and I declare you sold in the name of Jesus Christ. People will come and they will buy it, and there will be greater testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you writing exam this week? Because this is a new week. Are you writing exam this week? Are you going for interview this week? Ratu prakusekili pumprakatalazi. As you go this week shall be a week of testimony. You are going to pass that exam. You're going to pass that interview in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak unto your life. This week shall be a week of joy, a week of breakthrough, a week of many, 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 many testimony. A week of divine encounter with your destiny helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. All businessmen and women, hear the word of the Lord. I command prosperity upon your business. Embargo on your business is broken, and your business will move forward. I pump money, financial breakthrough upon your business. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father, for what you have done in this broadcast today. And thank you for all the people that are connected to us. We appreciate you, Lord, for what you are doing. Wherever this voice audio gets to, there shall be healing, there shall be deliverance, there shall be manifestation of the power of God, there shall be real raw power of God in the life of everyone that listens to this broadcast. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In case you have testimony you want to share with me, or one or two things you want to share, you can get across to me on this WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, it's very important that you read Psalm 91. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.